For a lot of people, transportation's more than just a way of getting from point A to point B. They take it personally. They want to cut air pollution, use less energy, or they want to save money on commuting. For those kinds of reasons, Julie Lenfest doesn't own a car. For years, she relied on buses, but she hated them. They ran late, they didn't go everywhere. She was fed up, so she tried biking.
I hate to be bat down on the buses, but I got really frustrated with the buses, and it made me want a car. And then having a bike made me not want a car anymore. It took all that whole frustration away.
For a while, each ride was a kind of personal triumph. That was fine while she lived in California, but Julie's routine hit a snag after she moved to Chicago. She was used to mild Californian winters, not blustery, frigid Midwestern winters. Sometimes the cold here gets so bad it can bring tears to your eyes. No wonder Julie chickened out last winter. She stayed off her bike and hopped the bus instead.
I don't know, I talked myself out of it. But we'll see, now I need adventure.
Julie started thinking about winter biking weeks before there was any snow. She needed advice, so she came to a seminar on how to prep herself and her bike for winter. She's come to the right place.
I'm Alex Wilson. This is my shop, Westtown Bikes. It's a learning workshop.
If anyone's capable of teaching Julie and the other folks here, Alex is. He's more than just a winter biker and expert repairman. He's a bike evangelist.
I just can't find any inherent bad in bikes. And plus, bikes are fun, you know. What better reason to, you know, be interested in bikes than bikes are a lot of fun.
Alex starts the class with how to keep warm. The trick's not to get too warm, otherwise you get drenched in sweat. Layering's good, but there's no hard and fast rules about which long underwear goes with, say, what rain gear. Alex says trial and error works best. Then there's safety. Alex suggests putting reflective tape on your bike as well as your jacket.
Motorists are not looking for cyclists in the winter, so you need to be seen.
The next lesson's about street salt. Salt corrodes your bike and can make it hard to pedal.
After you've gotten to your destination, do this. Bounce your bike hard and knock off all the stuff that is built up on your bike.
Alex says all this mechanical advice is important, but misses the point.
The biggest thing that holds people back from biking in the winter is not any gear, not any special equipment. It's having the will to do it, or having the courage to do it.
And there are plenty of things to be scared of. Everything from being seen in geeky winter outfits to more serious stuff, such as frostbite. But Julie's encouraged. She pedals out of the seminar with her resolve intact. A month later, I meet Julie to see whether her determination was a match for the weather. Today, she's biked to an outdoor ice rink. Snow's heaped all along the sidewalks, and we can see our breath. While she laces her skates, she tells me the good news first. Turns out, she hasn't been alone.
There are other people winter biking. I thought I'd be the only person.
These strangers offered useful tips on clothes and safe routes. There have been problems, though. Early on, Julie was looking for adventure, but she changed her tune after the season's first major storm.
There was snow, and it was slippery, and they hadn't put salt down yet, so I decided I would walk on the sidewalk, because I didn't trust my brakes, and I didn't trust other people's brakes.
That day sapped the fun out of winter biking. But she realized something else. She's kind of over the thrill. She'll keep biking, but more and more, it's just the way she gets around. She doesn't have anything to prove to her friends.
They just don't understand how you can live without having a car, and I'm just tired of explaining it to them over and over. So I just say, I can be there at this time, and I don't tell them how I'm getting there. It's my business.
So she doesn't talk about it so much anymore. It's good to cut down on traffic or save energy, but winter biking's not so easy. If she chooses to keep at it, it'll be because she enjoys it, not because someone's convinced her she has to. That's to say, it's personal, and to her, important. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.